Good evening. You are listening to KKRN Bella Vista, 88.5 FM in Round Mountain, and on the web at kkrn.org. My name is Tom Diskin, and I'll be your host for the next 2 hours. If you're wondering what the intro music was that I provided for you just now, you may have recognized it as the theme from Game of Thrones, and that was performed by the cello trio, Break of Reality. Really beautiful piece. Coming up next is Intermountain Classics, our local weekly classical music program. Every Saturday from 5 to 7 p.m., Intermountain Classics features local artists and musicians with live broadcasts and interviews, as well as fine recorded music and commentary. And remember, you can comment on the show or request your favorite music by contacting me at imclassics@kkrn.org. That's imclassics@kkrn.org. Tonight's program is a potpourri of music favorites spanning the musical ages, from the French Renaissance to modern blues. We will hear a symphony by Jean-Philippe Rameau that he actually didn't write, a beautiful symphony by Robert Schumann dedicated to spring, and a beautiful duet for flute and cello by Brazilian composer Heitor Villa-Lobos, which emulates a jet whistle. Following will be some Brahms Lieder, written specifically for women's voices, and modern American blues, both for piano and viola. Stay tuned for this most unusual and inspiring program of fine classical music, right here on KKRN, your community radio station for Redding and Shasta County, and on the web at kkrn.org. If you haven't done so already, please consider liking Intermountain Classics on Facebook. Good evening, I'm Tom Diskin. Welcome to Intermountain Classics on KKRN, bringing you beautiful classical music every week on your community radio station for Redding and Shasta County. Tonight's program features music from the early French Baroque to modern blues and just about everything in between. Stay tuned for this exciting program of beautiful and unusual classical music. We begin tonight's program with a symphony that was actually never written. Jean-Philippe Rameau was one of the most important French composers and music theorists of the Baroque era, and he wrote many operas and ballets during his lifetime. Contemporary conductor Marc Jankowski, a French conductor of classical music, has compiled many of Rameau's short works into one symphony. Here are three selections from this work, called the Symphonie Imaginaire, or Imaginary Symphony. The musicians of the Louvre perform in this recording, conducted by Marc Jankowski. Thank you. This is Intermountain Classics on Community Radio, KKRN, 88.5 FM in Round Mountain. I'm your host, Tom Diskin. Thanks for listening this evening. French Baroque composer Jean-Philippe Rameau's Symphonie Imaginaire, or Imaginary Symphony, is a set of 17 short works by Rameau as compiled by Mark Minkowski. We have heard three selections from the symphony: Gavotte for the Hours and the Zephyrs, Contradance, and Birth of Osiris, Gracious Air. In the early spring of 1841, composer Robert Schumann made his first attempt in composing a major symphony. This is an intensely optimistic work and is most frequently performed of Schumann's four symphonies, and is quite appropriately dubbed his Spring Symphony. The premier performance was conducted by his friend and colleague, Felix Mendelssohn. Leonard Bernstein and the New York Philharmonic perform in this recording.
Thank you. Thank you.
Schumann's inspiration for his buoyant First Symphony was the poetry of the German writer Adolf Böttger, whose verses were popular with composers from Edvard Grieg to Richard Strauss for their imagery of springtime. We've heard the New York Philharmonic Orchestra under the baton of Leonard Bernstein in this recording. Brazilian composer Heitor Villa-Lobos, Assobio a Jato, or Jet Whistle, was written for flute and cello and offers maximum contrast between high and low, metal and wood, wind and wire, breath and bow. The name Jet Whistle comes from the rather novel technique the flutist must employ in the final phrases of the piece that resemble the sound of a jet plane flying overhead. Here is flutist Rogério Wolff and cellist Ricardo Santoro in Villa-Lobos' Jet Whistle. Thank you. This is Intermountain Classics on Community Radio, KKRN, 88.5 FM in Round Mountain, and on the web at kkrn.org. I'm your host, Tom Diskin. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Be sure to stay tuned for more great music on Intermountain Classics on KKRN 88.5 FM. In the next hour, we will hear some beautiful choral music for women's voices by Johannes Brahms and two pieces from the modern blues era.